which may surprise you, but I decided to talk about it because it's a critical topic. It's very little to do with Sechta Shabbos as such, but Pelagin of Yaman, Afsan Achesim Abbas, I'm sure you all looked at with amazement and went right there. The Gemara is discussing an individual, how many times he has to be a Korban Chatas. They quote a din in the seventh line, "Afil tinuk shenishba ben anochrim, a gerish in his gaya leben anochrim." In such a case, they discuss what kind of karbonis he has to bring. And the Gemara in this seems to admit of a possibility of a ger who becomes a ger amongst goyim. He doesn't know anything. Pella, what kind of garish is this? A gar who doesn't know anything. Never heard of Shabbos. Could it be? One talks about Avodah Zar. What kind of gar is this? I want to discuss a little bit of whether this Gemara has an influence on our Psak Halacha Lamaisa in terms of evaluating various garim that we have nowadays. Okay, Rabosai. This is also familiar that many of you learned last year Masechta Yevamos. All of you, but most of you, I assume. And how far you got. But in Chof Dalam and Beis and Masechta Yevamos, the Gemara talks about also some substandard Gerim. Talks about as follows. Someone who converts for the sake of marriage. Right? And Hashem Shulchan Malachim. We pass an halacha. Nechemya says they're no good. Geri Arayos. We all know the story of Geri Arayos. And we pass an halacha to the Yevet. Kulam Gerim Heim. Tosus already bothered by Akasha. Geri Arayos. We all know about the Kusin. I'm sure you have many places in Shas. Kusin. Kusin Geri Arayos means it's no good. So what do you mean over here? Hanech Geri Arayos lo domi lo hod ikal man domi Kusin Geri Arayos Heim. Also, my Odom Eloheim, can you see the Savior Molochim? Well, my Dama Gary Emerson, because some of the Shuvnis guy with the Gamri. There was a second Gary, which is unreported in Tanakh, that it must have existed. Because it says clear in the Beferish and Savior Molochim, that they were worshipping they continued to worship their idols. This is against Rashi. Rashi's Gary Arias can go Kusim. Like Shalach Hashem Bahemus Arias, this guy can you see. Also, Megola Shomra. So Rashi is a very big chiddush that Kusim Geri Arayos mean that they are Gerim B'di'evet. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara say that if a person, for example, hits somebody on Sanhedrin, you call Kusim Geri Arayos, then you potter. Why are you potter? After all, if he's really a valid Ger. So that's not the topic of today's discussion. The answer to that question is that there's a concept of a Ger who's still not a full ger. That's an unusual chiddush, partial ger. We always super, how can that be? But there is a discussion of this possibility. That's Shita's right. We're more interested in Shita's Tosas and others hold in that direction. So we see from here, Abel said, that there is a concept of someone who converts, but the conversion is not a completely sincere conversion. And the question is, what's the halacha? So as far as people who convert nowadays for the sake of marriage, we have to understand that there's a big problem. And the problem is because those if I was last year in the Book of Yosef here on this daf says that conversions for the sake of marriage are presumed to be good because of chazoka agav onas gomer makabim. That in order for the man to marry the woman of his choice, or vice versa, he or she must accept upon himself or herself to practice as a Jew. In the alternative. Otherwise the girlfriend, the boyfriend won't accept you, the society won't accept you. So there's simply no alternative. You have no alternative, so you use agavonus. The questions that apply, bisman hazeh. So the poskim say, bisman hazeh no longer applies. That's what the Dvar Avraham says. Dvar Avraham says that nowadays, come on, are you kidding me? Nowadays, the person with most of these conversions for the sake of marriage, the person who is Jewish is not observant. So how is a person who's converting be more observant than the Jewish spouse that they want to marry? So therefore, the chazaka of agav onus gomer mekabel is no longer operative bisman hazeh. This is the psak that we have lahalacha. I disagree, but that seems to be the correct psak. Okay, good. I'm going to go into all those details. I'm coming to what we want to get to over here. Is what kind of a ger is this geyer? Never heard of a Zara, never heard of Shabbos. Agamar and Shabbos seems to be talking about enough Samachesim. How can it happen? So I wanted to discuss with you how it could possibly happen, how you would have shot in the Pesukim. The Ritva in Yevamos Chavdal argues on Tosfos. We just read it, it says it was a subsequent Geirus. And this is these are actually the words of the Ritva. Shakosim Omer Aleihem Veselohayim Hayu Ovdim. Lo mashlan is gaira b'lev shalom eolam. Lo kilo alem. Great. So they're not Jewish. Uman demachshir hasam sabar. Din is gaira b'lev shalom elechazru l'surah. Okay. Gaira b'lev shalom. Chazru l'surah. You open up a Tanakh. I know it's not so fashion to learn Tanakh. But if you look at Malachim Beis, Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Chaf Hei, it says, Akusim lo yoru es Hashem. Vayashalach Hashem bohem es arayos, vayuhorgim bohem. The Kohen shehegli mishomron, hoyomora osam, ech yiru es Hashem. Es Hashem hayu reyim, ves Eloheim hayu ovdim, adayom hazem. These are excerpts from Sukkim, and not Perek in Masech, in Malachim Beis, Yud Zayin, Sukkim, Chafei, all the way to the end. The Malam there explains that the Kusim were never told that you're not permitted to bow down to idols. They were told you have to bow down to Hashem. They were taught the sacrificial order by this Kohen. Who was this Kohen? It was not Aaron HaKohen. The Kohen was with Kohane Shomro. And if you know a little basic stuff, you know, the Torah of Eliyahu HaNavi, he said, "I must have to post on Hashem Sipri. In Hashem, Hashem, in La Baal, La Baal." That was their habit. They bow down to Hashem, they bow down to the Baal. Yeah. It was Efshel Kaim Shneim. I guess maybe they went to Shul on Sunday at the church on Shul on Shabbos, the church on Sunday. I'm just giving a paraphrase. They went to both. The old Navi fought them, and they finally gave Hashem all the Kim twice to meet the Fuke any Baal. And then if you look, that's how the Haftorah ends in a crescendo. Look at the next post, you can see it didn't last that long. That amazing Maimon of Eliyahu HaNavi. I went back to it. Simple pshat is, from the very beginning, they did shituf. They bowed down to Hashem and to the idols. As a matter of fact, the Ramah, in Dake Moshe, Simon Kuf Nun Vav, and this is Kotan Bey, says that a guy may engage in shituf. A guy who believes in God and also serves some other deity is not in violation of what the Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That's his interpretation of the Tosfos in two places, in Bechor, Tav Beis, and Beis, and in Sanhedrin. They scream and yell, it's not Pshat and Tosfos, but the Ramah said it is Pshat and Tosfos. And as the Malbim said, it's Pshat in the Pesukim. If you look at the Mitzudas, the Pashtus, he says as follows, quote, V'lohoya ha-kohen ma'avir me'avod ha-zorah mikol v'kol, ki hoya me'kohani ha-bomos v'avod ha-vodah zorah kamosah. They're no holier than the quote Pope, the Kohen, who taught them, says Tosfos. It must be that they had a subsequent Geirus after the Pesukim recounts that their children and their children's children did that Olam L'Psileim Aleihom Hazeh. So the reason why subsequent Geirus, and I found the Sefer Malachim, presumably it happened after Sefer Malachim was already canonized. So it didn't say it there. That's what Tosfos says. The Ritva says, that's ridiculous. It's a dochak. How can it be? We don't have no record of it. He understands that initially they served only Hashem. Later, they went back and began to do shituf, even though the Pesukim don't sound that way at all. So you go back to Al-Gemar. All this is an introduction to the Daf. The Gemara over here says it's Chazir again, the Gemara. Yes, sure.
According to the Rifa, you said initially they served only Hashem and then went back. So he'll say that there's one sheet in the Gemara that are Gerei Arayot and the other that they were Gerei Emes.
Right.
So the sheet that holds the Gerei Arayot, so they never. Then what happened with them? I'm losing it.
No, so they, according to the Rifa, presumably they never went with served Hashem according to that opinion. According to the opinion which says.
So Gerei Arayot, they were never really.
Presumed. Right. Let's go slow. So the Gemara is over here, Befurish enough, Samaches in the base. A ger is Niskaya ben Agoyim. He doesn't know anything, right? Even about a Zara, the Gemara says. He's still considered to be in the category of a ger. Why? Because Mekabel on himself, all the mitzvahs that he knew. So the question is, let's say that Kusim Agere Eres, even if they did have a Zara B'shitav immediately, and even if it's Asur for them, because all they knew is what the Kohen taught them. They'll Mekabel everything which they were taught. Right? So the question is, why, according to the Ritva, are they not Gerim if they practice Shittim, which is exactly what the Kohen taught them? This is how you practice Judaism. That's how the Aseret HaShvatim practice. That's why they were Gola, that's the Golas Asher, because they did Avodah Zarah B'Shittim. And that's why they were punished so severely. But that's what their meaning was. So it's, every Kusi should be like Nizgaya Ben Agoyim, right? And then about Avodah Zarah. But our Gemara says in the Samachesim Beis, it is good. And according to the Ritva, in the same circumstances, it's no good. That's my kasha. That's why I want to say this shiur, the discussion. I think this kasha has tremendous, I hope I have the right answer, tremendous ramifications. My answer is as follows. The Yisraelim who lived in Malchus Shomer, Malchus Yisrael, 10 tribes as we call them, they knew full well that Avodah Zarah was awesome. And Shita was awesome. They knew full well. 100%. So why they do it? Why they do it? They had an incredible time of Avodah Zarah. So the first Shigman and Sanedin of Kuvbez and Mebez, Menashe said, had you been alive then, you would have held on to my kapot and run into the church. Why don't we have that now? Another Gemara said, Son of Dalit, and Anshek Nesak Dola, were Mevatel of the Eitzar. The Kusim knew full well, that Avodah Zarah, that for a Jewish person to do a Shittuf of Avodah Zarah, to worship God of Avodah Zarah, how do they know it? Because that's why Sancheirim came and exiled all the Jews, all the Israelim. They were sent into exile, they were punished by Hashem. For precisely this reason. And therefore, even though, in point of fact, all the Israelim in their region did that, and the Kohen taught them that, nonetheless, they gave us his butel, it's nothing, unless one of two things. Tosfos says, the Makabel afterwards, and the Ritva says, they originally worshipped only Hashem, and then they went back to their to the bad ways. That's my chiddush. Why am I saying this? Because Rav Moshe is a tshuva, and Rav Moshe is tshuva quotes his gemara. It's in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Samach. And I quote, this is a quotation. Shalatou sokim lo kol ha-mitzvah shehudi mechoyiv. Shehu gave us. Av shemach mazeh lo tekayim al kol ponim ha-mitzvah. What's the case? A woman converted to marry a Machal Shabbos, who mufka b'kama Yisurin, and the Bezin told her she has to keep Shabbos. And she thinks it's a Yehudu b'Alma, but even someone who doesn't keep Shabbos, she thinks is a Yehudi Kushan. So maybe, Rav Moshe suggests, maybe the Geirus is valid. Now, wait a minute. This is in Or Chaim Yordea Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Samach. In the very previous Shiva, Kuf Nuntes, Rav Moshe writes, look, she's not going to be any better than the husband for whom she's converting, who's mufka v'over al kol dinei haTorah. Even though they say with their mouth, they're accepting it, they're not accepting it. And as we know, they're just fooling. So there's a big problem. There seems to be a stira in two Shuvas of Rav Moshe back to back. So how do you reconcile the stira of Rav Moshe? So I want to give the following reconciliation and try to tie it in a little bit to this sugya. Rav Moshe writes in that Shuvah that many rabbis in New York are accepting these kinds of gerim. And therefore, I can't ainly loma b'zei yisurim. I shouldn't publicize yisurim because many rabbis here are doing it. That's in Kuf Nuntes. In Kuf Samach, the next tshuva, you have to limud tzchus on some rabbis who accept these individuals. But the din is nota. He thinks, well, the din is more likely that they are, in fact, not gerim. They're not gerim. And why are they not gerim? Because even though they may live in a place where most people are Mechal Shabbos, most people know it's also to be Mechal Shabbos. But they have a taiva. The taiva is to make money, to have a good time. But they know it. They know it. And even though it's a possibility that she thinks that Shmirat Shabbos, what we call the Hidur B'Yama, in most situations she knows that it's a Din Torah, not just a Hidur. And then as long as we can think that she considers the possibility of only a Hidur, and she accepts all the mitzvahs that she thinks are Din Torah, there's a chumra. Maybe, just maybe, the geirus is valid. But if she doesn't accept anything, then it's clear she's just fooling us. Then the geirus is no geirus, not the kula, not the chumra. If she marries someone, the marriage is no marriage, which is extraordinarily relevant in the case with which we deal. Someone who converts, and then there's a marriage, and then there's a divorce without a get, and then there's a child born, there's a child of mamzana. It's very important to know whether such a geirus is valid or not. Rav Moshe writes in some cases, ein kiddush of klum. But to say that, according to my analysis, is referring to a case of someone just fooling. They didn't change their lifestyles at all. But if they change their lifestyle somewhat, Rav Moshe is choshesh. He says the din is known that they're probably not Jewish, even though they accept whatever they were taught, but whatever they think is really required. But probably they know that what they're not accepting is really the Torah, not just the Hidur. Just in case, maybe they think it's only a Hidur, and therefore they should be treated like a Gemara Shabbos on the Chesed Beis. So maybe we should be a little bit more strict. But the point that I'm bringing out is in our Gemara, even though the Kusim were following the Yisraelim who lived in that period of time, in that place, northern Israel, as we call it, the 10 tribes, and they copied them, and they followed whatever the Kohen of the Bamas told them, as the Mitzvahs explained. Afal Pikein, Tosin and Ruah both agree that Geirus was not valid, even though they were doing whatever the people around them were doing. It's not enough, since they knew it was prohibited. How they know? Because the people of Israel got kicked out of the land as a result of that. I think so. It's interesting. In one place, where Moshe writes, he's writing to some rabbi, I think, in the Midwest, that from now on, you, the rabbi, should see to it that they should go to an Orthodox rabbi who knows the halachos of geirus. And I quote, these are his words: "Av shegam heim sofek im nechshavu geirim ukedaliyim." Even in that case, very big doubt where they're geirim, because they're not really keeping Shabbos. And he has v'tov laharchik mehem as shomrei Torah. End quote. Whoa. What does this mean? Why is Rav Moshe saying this? Why are you creating an individual whose status is so cloudy? It sounds to me like a total disaster. And Rav Moshe is advocating that the Orthodox rabbis should do these conversions, which are likely no good. The pshat is as follows. Look, in that town, in that place, they'll be converting with conservative rabbis. There, according to Rav Moshe, there's certainly no good. That's Rav Moshe's pshat. Not everyone agrees. The conservative rabbis are considered posel adam, and no matter what they accept, it's no good by definition. The problem was, in that time and place, the typical Jewish person thought they were Jewish, and they were marrying it with Jewish people. And Rav Moshe says, it's conservative conversion, it's certainly a goy, and they're marrying Jews. Let the Orthodox rabbi do the conversion. If there's some change in their lifestyle, Rav Moshe holds the suffix geirus. Why? Since they're doing what they were told, and maybe they think that everything else is just a heder, they don't realize it's an iser. Maybe it's a small chance. It's a suffix whether they're Jews or not. Better to have Jews intermarrying with suffix Jews than to intermarrying with absolute goyim. if I understood the Shiva of Rav Moshe. So to make a long story short, my understanding of Rav Moshe is correct. If they just do a pro forma geres and they don't change their lifestyle whatsoever, goyim gemurim and the kedushin is nothing. If they change their lifestyle and do certain things, but they're just not doing everything properly, they're still driving on Shabbos and things of this nature, but since it's a possibility, it's not clear at all, it's a possibility that maybe they're really of the view that Shmir Shabbos is some kind of a heder, because that's how they were taught by the people around them, etc. When the rabbi says that to keep Shabbos completely, they think he's some kind of fanatic and it's just a heder he's asking for. So then if they go to the mikvah and they pay lip service what the rabbi asked, is there something, a chance that they may possibly consider to be Jewish? But the bottom line is they're probably not Jewish. Aye, but they accept whatever they thought was going on around the people around them were not Shabbos Shabbos. Yeah, but they know it's not allowed. Same as the Kusim, knew it was not allowed. Here in our Gemara, Rabosai, Shabbos HaMechesa Mebeis, Gersh, this guy, Ben Umos, they had no clue. They were clueless. They accepted everything which they knew to be halacha. They accepted everything. It wasn't that they were rejecting certain things written they thought probably were required, but maybe they're not required. No. For that reason, this distinction exists. Rav Moshe, you hear what I'm telling you? It's a chidush of Noroim, and they have tremendous impact on Geiris Mizman Hazeh in this country. If you think that they have impact in this country, well, the Holy Land, the impact is even greater. Many garrisons as there are in America, and there are many, many too many, in Eretz Yisrael in the last period of time, it's off the charts. The reason you all know is primarily the Aliyah, what they call the former Soviet Union, also the Ethiopians, but primarily huge numbers. Oh, okay. Unbelievable how the numbers from the former Soviet Union, and a good chunk of them are not Jewish. Less than the public. The public, how big of a chunk? The 30% or the 40%? Well, there's some percentage out there, but they're not Jewish. And they came under the law of the return. They had a Jewish father, a Jewish grandfather. Stop, when they got in, they wanted out of Russia for whatever reason. And they're in the army. And they meet Jewish girls or boys. What are you doing? So as you probably are aware, they set up certain special books they did to convert them. And the question is, what kind of status do these converts have? There's a big dispute. If you look at Tchumen in Volume Chav Tes, which is 3-4 years ago, Sir Abdachovsky, big Talmud Chacham, worked in the Bez Nagadol, he was a dayan, now he's working in the office there, said, look, they said they're accepting the mitzvah, so we can't say we can't. Drom Shabbalei Ben Advarim. We can't. Rabbi Sherman, who also worked in the Bez Nagadol until just recently retired. He was actually a Rebbe here. My Rebbe, he was in sabbatical from the Bez and spent a half a year here in our yeshiva before your time. And we spent the Shabbos at my house. Very nice man. He served in the army as a rabbinical chaplain. He's going to Rabbi Yoshev. Rabbi Yoshev's Zal wouldn't let anybody in. He can't go in. He's busy learning. The only exception he made was for the chaplains. You're protecting me. You're in the army. The army's protecting me. And then the ones that are guarding on Israel, so you have to let them in. When no one else got in, he got in. So he told him. Getting in didn't always help, he said. Because he would sit there, the usher was immersed in the snow, he would sit there for 10 minutes, and had no clues in the room. After a while, the usher looked up for a second, and as he asked him his question, and he left. So he was demonized in the Israeli press for doing what? The following of the usher. Rabbi Yoshev said, these Gerim are not Gerim, because they live a whole life from beginning to the end as they, I'll give you the Hebrew word that Rabbi Sherman, the modern Hebrew word. You can't pull this minute they're in the mikveh out of a quote, Retzef Uvdati, Shel Chayim B'li Torah Mitzvahs, Lifnei V'achar Agir. They weren't from before, they're not from after. Very nice. They come to the mikvah and they say, we're going to be from. But it's nothing happened. There was no change. No change. So, very hard to agree with Rabbi Dachovsky here. Rabbi Sherman seems to be correct. Most of the individuals remain what we call chilonim gemurim. If you look at the Hamayan, it comes out every four times a year from Shalavim. Last year Tishrei, Tavshanai and Beis, a few pages about this. Overwhelming majority remain secular individuals. They don't belong to shuls, nothing. They remain secular. They remain secular. If they remain secular, then it's really very difficult to say that they are Jewish. And you can't say, what do you mean? They did whatever the people around them are doing. Whatever the people in the army are doing, whatever the people they were going to marry are doing. So what do you want from them? We should say that the conversion is a valid conversion. That's what I'm coming to say. It's not the same as our Gemara. And our Gemara and the sky were in a Goyim, and they had no clue that more was required. And there is Yisrael today. It's hard to imagine with all the publicity and all the that the person thinks that Shabbos is some kind of a heathen. Everyone see how it bothers them. There are a million Jews in Israel for whom Shabbos is Kodesh Kodoshim. It can't just be some kind of a Haredi heathen or something. A large section of the population, unfortunately. And these Geirus in the Bezin of the Geir, and even more so, in the Bezin of Tzal, and of the army, unfortunately, in most cases, there's no change whatsoever in their conduct. Unfortunately. If you want to look it up, I'll give you a source. There's something called Orech Din Rabbani, who works for the Bezin HaGadol. His name is Shimon Jacobi. He wrote an article of 125 pages called Bitul Gir Ekev Choser Kavana or Choser Kenus, the Kabbalah Samitzvus. He said that more than 97% of these converts who came back to Bezin were not Shomrei Mitzvahs. How do you know? What they come back for? What do they come back to Bezin for? There's only one reason to come back. Who knows what the reason is? Marriage is done by any pakid. Get divorced. Unfortunately, you're going to talk about probably hundreds of thousands of people, they're going to be divorces. When divorce is written, then you can't play around with divorce. No politics of divorce. You can't see written kosher. So for the minigis going back hundreds of years, if someone is a kosher, a ger, shomer mitzvahs, ger tzedek, you write down ben or bas, avrom avinu. If someone is not from, you write down Hager. You don't want to mix Avraham Avinu's name into someone who's not from. They did the statistics. 97% of these kinds of Geirim who came back for Geirishin and the Bezin inquired, you can't say they're playing politics. They have to get it right. They wrote Hager and not Ben Obas Avraham Avinu. You feel that Tchovsky's opinion is a Shitas Yochid, according to most of the Dayanim, if he didn't keep the mitzvahs, and he's at best a suffer ger. You don't say that he meant it at that very moment in time. But right over there, whoever's been in the gerus knows it's a ma'amad miragesh. It's a very emotional moment. It's true. I've been there myself. I said this real sincerity. They're just trying to pull the wool over your eyes and maybe still be some regesh. What's the regesh? I can marry my loved one. But it's no regesh of ruchnius. Regesh of gashmius. So therefore, if he did accept some of the mitzvahs, according to Rav Moshe, it's a suffix here. Suffix here is it loses on all ends. You're not supposed to marry him if you're a Shomer Torah, as Rav Moshe said. And then if you married somebody else, you have a problem, you need to get. So you end up in certain sense with the worst of all worlds, that kind of a case. Stop here, I just wanted to give you that blip, which I thought you wouldn't see. Otherwise, in the Sefer Shabbos, and the private, when you're from a Sefer, based on the Sugya and the Shabbos, I'm a Chesed with you. Okay?